1.
"You just declared war," Penda said. Her face was drawn and weary, but still beautiful to him under the stars on a night that had been filled with bloodshed and dragons. "I had no choice." King Aedan reached out to stroke her dark, sweat-streaked hair. The smell of smoke lingered in the air. She cradled their newborn daughter in her arms, and Aedan wrapped both of them in his embrace. He relished the intimacy, the peace, knowing it might be his last calm moment for a long time to come. Pulling away, he turned to survey the devastated Utok camp. Fires from the ravages of the dragon and the sandwraiths, torn tents, smashed wagons, mangled horses, scattered and broken bodies. With businesslike determination, Utoks moved around in the firelight, gathering the sandwraith weapons strewn on the ground. They would take the spears, swords, and pikes away, disposing of them where they would never be found. The enemy corpses had been burned in a hot pyre to leave no evidence. All human lives would be forfeit if the Sandreth Queen ever guessed that King Aedan Starfall had murdered her brother. "This camp must scatter," he spoke mainly to his wife, but loud enough for others to hear. "We have to leave soon." Hale Orr, Penda's father, stood with his wrist stump propped on his hip.
"Kra! The Utok tribes know how to pack up and disappear. That's what we do."
He worked his jaw and spat on the ground, then looked at his son-in-law with new admiration.
"I despise the Sandreth Starfall, especially that vile one who wanted to take my baby granddaughter. But I never thought you'd kill him."
He let out a booming laugh.
"Skewered him right through the chest!"
Aedan flinched at the loud statement. He wasn't a cold-blooded murderer, and his action had not been impulsive. He had hesitated long enough to be certain, and then he had thrust his sword through Quo's heart.
"I'm the king of Sudera, and I need to protect my people. The wraiths are the greatest danger we face."
Hale gestured to indicate the damaged camp.
"Dragons notwithstanding."
"You protected me," Penda said, "and our child."
Quo's Sandreth war party had come north on the pretext of helping King Colanan fight the Frostwraiths. But his real purpose had been to find Penda, to seize her and the unborn child for Queen Vu. Aedan had also learned that the Sandreths were hiding a secret human slave camp in the desert. So when Quo was badly injured by the dragon, Aedan had been unable to control his anger. He'd more than enough reason to kill the vile man.
"Yes, I declared war," he said. "But the Sandreths don't know it yet. We will keep the secret for as long as we can and turn their own ways against them."
"Vu is treacherous enough," Hale said. "We can follow her example."
A loose auger, one of the wraith's sturdy and stupid reptilian mounts, wandered through the camp, lost and disoriented. Two Utok teens chased the creature, but it snapped at them and bounded off into the forest. Several other augers lay on the ground, slain in the attack.
"Leave it,"
Aedan called. Queen Vu would eventually realize that something had happened to her brother, but a few wandering augurs would give her no further information. Eventually, after the incredibly long night, dawn suffused the eastern hills.
"It is a new day," Aedan said,
his thoughts still ricocheting around.
"We are at war. And I am a father."
He bent down to kiss Penda on the forehead, then the little girl they had named Oak.
"Both things are terrifying in their own way."
Czar